Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Moses moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Johnson moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Athletics, 2. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ortiz who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Bloodworth moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hayes moves to second. It's Senators, 3, Athletics, 3. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to first to double up Brancato. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Early takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to not covering. Safe. Early moves to second. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Tex Shirley now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Bloodworth moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Case picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Case. Hayes moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert bunts towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.